Hello. Oh my God. This is The Corner, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
I'm personally really excited because I wasn't here the last time we had a show, so welcome
Ari's
to a new
first
year.
Entrance in the new year, yeah.
It's been like probably over a month, but
it's been a full month, yep.
We have a really exciting theme this week, covers. So these are covers that we thought were really good from people that we like. You just heard No Ordinary Love by, not Sade, Deftones. I have to admit, you put me on this, right? Alex put me on the Savory cover.
Yeah.
And I started listening to the album covers by Deftones, and it's just a bunch of covers, and it's all 10 out of 10.
We got another one from
it's
that album
so
coming
good.
Up for
it's
you guys
so
later.
Yeah, I'm excited. We also have a Mitski one and some other fun stuff, so yeah. Do you guys want to say anything?
No, I mean, you want to just play your next song?
Yeah, sounds good. We have Glide, cover by Mitski.
mission, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape that I'm in, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, or might go to somewhere that I've never been. Get up in the morning and go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, change the words to the song, and start singing again. Just have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say. Till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
Brother, you just heard Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera. You can't just scream into the mic the second it... You can do whatever you want, actually.
Yeah, I can.
Sorry.
Actually,
sorry.
That was Ari's pick.
It was very calm, and then to end it with...
Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore. Michael Cera is one of the greatest performing artists of all time.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Who's this they you speak of? Point me to them. Michael Cera Palin.
Wait.
Consider.
Yeah.
Consider.
So, those were my picks. We have another one at the end because we had more time, but those were kind of the ones that I picked.
Yeah, wait. We have to have a moment of silence for our missing member, yes. Mia.
Aww. Who has three members?
All this engineering nonsense. I mean, it has to stop. We got to stop this. But, you know, thoughts and prayers for her. She's got like a million midterms, so.
Yeah. And she's an RA. She's doing God's work.
Yeah, if you're religious, true. Please pray for her. We're gonna start my picks next up.
Wait, do we want to do news?
We're 14 minutes in.
I think we're gonna save news, I think.
Okay.
The first cover that I have chosen is The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana, but also by David Bowie. So, please enjoy.
Thought you died alone, alone.
search for farmland. For years and years I roamed, I gazed, I gazed and stared. We must have million years, I must have died alone, a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. I never lost control. Your face to face with another soul world. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face.
David Bowie's song.
You just heard All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, which I actually didn't realize until today is a Bob Dylan cover. So, you know, applause to him, I guess. That guy wrote a lot of things. Next up, we have one where I'm kind of cheating with the category because I actually played the cover version of this song last week for our summer recap, or 2 weeks ago now for our summer recap theme. Because I listened to it a lot this summer, but I also listened to this version a lot this summer because it's really good. So this is the original version of Savory by a band called Jawbox. This is another, the cover version is another Deftones cover, so I think it's actually better that we have this version this time around. You know, your mic isn't on, hold on.
The corner is kind of split on which one we like better. So if you were with us last time, you should think about it and let us know.
Yeah, compare.
Comment down below
on our call Instagram.
This means a lot to me.
We theoretically know how to answer the phones, but maybe don't call it.
No, Instagram. Don't do it. Things are broken
DM
in
us.
The studio. DM us.
Well,
personally,
don't
DM
advertise
us.
That might be wrong. It might be working. It's our fault. That's aside from the
point.
Wait,
no, but you should comment so that we can, like, get clout on our Instagram. You're
turning your
us.
Mic off. This is Savory by Jawbox. We'll be right back.
Alrighty. So, now it's my turn. Hey, it's Lainey. Very excited to be here for my first show of The Corner as an official member. Very, very excited. Woo! Yeah, do you want your mics on? Sorry.
No, I mean...
This is also me at the setup for the first time outside of training.
In the big chair.
Very exciting. Honored to be here.
Little papa in the big chair.
little papa in the big chair. All right. Well, my first song is It's My Life, a cover by No Doubt. It was originally by Talk Talk, which I actually kind of like the Talk Talk version better. But No Doubt is lit, and this came out in 2003. The cover came out in 1984. So please enjoy.
Locked in.
Oh, wait, guys. Guys, wait. Okay.
Your mic is still...
No, I know.
Waiting for the signal to change.
Guys, so sorry about that. Okay, so that was that's not what I wanted. Okay, that was it's on.
You can do it.
Thanks. That was Blue Flower by Pale Saints, and it was originally by Slap Happy in 1972. The Pale Saints version was released in 1992. All right, I have a PSA for you. This is the don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah.
Don't do it.
That's, now we're going to do some.
Oh my God.
We're going to do some news? Question mark?
Wait, yeah. Something I want to mention before. I know you guys were kind of talking about this, but there's a little origami swan on
there's a tiny little
soundboard.
Paper crane. Who's with us in the studio? This is Mia in spirit.
Wait, it's me.
We've decided. God bless.
So our really exciting news that we have is the corner has been to not one, but two concerts since we last saw you.
Yep,
and
three
individually,
if you count Apple Jam.
Yeah, we've been to a whole bunch too.
True. Wait, yeah. Three. So. If you think three actual concerts and then other live shows along the way, which have also been fire.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
We're doing field work.
Oh, exactly. On Tuesday, we went to Two Hollis, me and Ari, and then my dear friend Andy from the It was beautiful. It was a lot. It was a very dense crowd, which obviously you can kind of expect, but it was great.
And he was the glimmer in your eye.
Yeah, he was so big and so white. It was just really, like, really reflective.
Yeah. He brought out his bangs for the first time in history for Boston.
Wait, they were new?
I don't know if that's true.
Wait, I'm spreading misinformation.
I remember at one point really you turned to me and you're like, he is brighter and whiter than all of the lights on the stage.
No,
and it was true. I looked up and it was literally true.
And he had beams. He had beams coming out of every orifice.
Okay, well, that's not true either.
Anyway, Two Hollis was
great.
Good.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Carsey Headrest.
Shout out to this guy, Tosh, that we met there.
Yes, shout out Tosh.
He also went to Carsey Headrest.
Carsey Headrest was so good. And that was all three of us. Mia was unfortunately not there, but oh my God. Carsey Headrest meant so much to me to be there. Like, he's so good. He has such a good voice, and he's just like 1 pound.
Yeah,
he's somehow up there. And he has
a moment's notice.
Just like the greatest, grandest. Oh my God, his voice is so good.
Sounds the same.
Yeah, looks the same, sounds the same.
Almost all of just his new album,
which
was a little disappointing.
Upsetting.
And the second it goes quiet and he's about to play the first song, Ari loudly just like screams at me and goes, Have you even listened to the album yet? And I say, no, like I did not.
I was like, it's such a dense crowd that I was already pretty far away from them just because there's like no room to stand. Like I was a good 10 feet away from them and I still heard it. Like you guys were so big and loud about it.
I don't want to take blame for this as well because I really wished it was not so.
Just so cheerily. No.
You could have lied and said yes.
No, well, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know.
I had some good clips at Carsey Headrest. First, I mansplained the name of the band to Lainey.
No, that was
fine. And then I called Alex out. On his just, his fakeness.
Just being
I was
devious
not
at the Carsey
really
Headrest
listening
concert.
Okay, but not listening to it.
All right, our news section is getting a little long, guys.
Anyway,
am I the only one that thinks so?
Next time, I will not be big and loud.
But it was good. No, Apple Jam was good. Shout out to our fellow Tufts students who put on a wonderful show.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
I don't know if I talked about this, but I went to Jane Remover and Mannequin Pussy and this band Speed that we actually didn't see. And then Turnstile.
Which was so good also.
So listen to all of these people that we have
just
mentioned.
God save me.
I went to Wolf Alice alone. It was my first Melisma show and I got to shoot and it was really, really cool. That article in the review is up by Lane Mahalich.
Go read.
It was an awesome show. I recommend going to concerts alone. Do it as much as you can. It's very fun.
They got her up Finna in the pit.
There was no pit at Wolf Alice, but sure.
And the photos she took were really beautiful.
Thanks.
With the like the twinkling stars in the background.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, go look For at that. Sure. And support local lit
support
mag.
Support Melisma.
Yes, big things coming soon.
Amazing. All right.
What do we have next?
My next song is Killing Me Softly with his song, The Fugees and Miss Lauryn Hill. And originally it was by Lori Lieberman in 1971, but this version came out in 1996. A fabulous song. Enjoy.
Fabulous. Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo. This is why Clef Refuge cries well. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Right on, strumming my pain with his fingers.
refugee camps. You know how we do. Why Clef Roswell? My man, Little Bass. Jerry, one time. This is how we are.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to. Get you now. She tied you to her kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, maybe there is a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You just heard Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley, and then Love Songs by Claro, which is from Ori and Lainey, respectively. We have one more song for you guys that we might not be able to finish, but we'll get right up to the end. One more Deftones cover. This one of the song, Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths. This has been The Corner, and you have listened to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform.
Medford Tufts Radio.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Your homework is to go home, search up Covers. It's the name of the album by Deftones. Each one is a banger. They're good. Really good.
It's a good album. So I hope you enjoy this one as well.
They will.